Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Rated show. Wait, the number one rated. Wait, what's the exact phrase?
I mean, most rated. Yeah, top show and
the three-time rated.
The all-time rated champion of talk shows. Okay. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
And I'm not a big fan of Chance.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Not like, you know, just this one time.
All right, fine. Free Talk Live! Free Talk Live!
Free.
All right, I feel better. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
We were talking about this article from The Guardian, which is, of course, conflating government with corporate and corporate with government and all that fine
stuff.
Or
making it worse.
Making it worse.
That, you know, yeah. It shouldn't be corporations that are doing
it. Well, what it is is pointing out the many ways surveillance is becoming normalized as part of our daily lives. Not only here in the U.S., but really globally at this point. The magic rectangle, you know, it's a socialist's
it's ubiquitous,
utopia.
Man.
You know, they wish they could have had this type of tracking for their citizens back in the Cold War days. So besides, you know, when you're trying to comply with the course of governments and they're trying to rape you for tax money.
No, thanks.
Apparently you're being surveilled when you're seeking mental health help as well. The decades-old nonprofit hotline Crisis Text Line is not just collecting your data, but up until last Monday, it was also sharing it with a third-party company called Loris.ai. As Politico first reported, Loris, which Crisis Text Line is a shareholder of, used insight from the text line design customer service software to design customer service software. Though the company said the user data was entirely anonymized. I love when companies say that. Okay, prove it. The company says
you can't because it's anonymized.
Yeah, the company says it scrubs names, addresses, city names, zip codes, and email addresses, URL, phone numbers, and social media handles.
Sure.
So the data is useless.
Right. Yeah. Like that's why
we're trying to get demographic data, people, but we're going to scrub all the demographic data before we share it with you.
Yeah. So, and apparently, you know, this Crisis Text Line isn't the only organization regarding mental health that does this. Not only surveils you, but, you know, uses your data and then sells it. You're all familiar with all of this. It's just, the point is that it's becoming normalized. You have to do it to prove that you're vaccinated, right? Okay. You're being surveilled there, obviously, by any of these apps that they use to do that, or if you fill out any of the paperwork.
I think it's just getting easier, right? Because market research is a thing and was a thing. Right? They used to call people in the middle of the day and ask them market research questions.
Yep.
And that was a thing. And people would voluntarily answer or not.
Yep.
And they would get that demographic data and use it to see who was in the area doing what they were shopping for, and what if your product was going to make it in that area.
Right.
So it's not a new thing. It's just using technology to make it easier and more efficient.
But before, they were more upfront about it, right?
Well,
now it's kind of a little
just
sneaky.
The terms of service.
No. The problem is overt permission, right? When somebody calls you on the phone and says, hey, I'm the captain and I'm doing some market research surveying, would you like to participate? You have to say yes or no before they can continue. When it's all done in the magic rectangle via software, they no longer ask your permission except for...
You check the box that says, I agree to the terms and services.
EULA, which, I mean, come on, nobody reads those.
But sometimes they change the terms of service, and they don't always notify people.
Yep, that's true.
And usually one of the terms of service is we can change this without...
And as we pointed out last night, they're already developing ways to circumvent permission.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're just going to go back to the old way if they have to.
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Richard in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Richard?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. First off, I've been a news junkie since I was about 12 years old, which is almost 60 years ago. And tonight on the national news section, they showed a bunch of people in Russia withdrawing money from their banks because of our president freezing and putting the sanctions on Russia's economy, and other nations are joining in, the European nations are joining in with embargoes and sanctions on Russia also, and I wonder how long it's going to take before the Democrats start gloating that President Biden's methods are going to hurt Mr. Putin, and see how much impact it has on Mr. Putin coming to a bargaining table with Ukraine, which they're supposedly going to do in the next several days.
Richard, there's no question in my mind that this is all leading up to war. There's no question in my mind.
I mean, if they do that, Russia just stops the oil exports to the United States, and then what?
Yeah, I mean, it's all bullying on all sides, right? Oh, one side bullied these guys. No, we're going to bully these guys. No, we're going to bully. And it's not hurting the people it needs to hurt. It's hurting the people, the regular people who just want to live their life, do their work, go to their jobs, raise their families, you know, go shopping, be entertained on the weekends. You know, it's the regular people that are being hurt here, and that is where the evil occurs. All the rest of it, you know, the news that you've been watching for 60 years, I'm sorry to say, has you a bit brainwashed, to be quite frank. And it's got you thinking that there's all this other drama in play between these nations when it's not true. It's just not true.
Well, I tend to disagree on that about the brainwash, because I've seen war firsthand, of course, in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of people get hurt, but it seems like countries come out. It's a business operation. People, during wartime, they get more employment and everything. Granted, the United States unemployment rate is quite low because that's people have been retiring for about 10, 12 years now. The baby boomers are reaching retirement age, probably in record numbers. So companies all over America are hurting to hire people. Well, apparently there's not enough people for hire. That's if people want to work.
That's the key right there. People don't want to work, right? They're calling it the Great Resignation because people just, they see the scam for what it is, and they're opting out.
Well, I don't blame them. I've been retired for 17 years. I'm drawing 2 federal government retirement checks that I busted my butt for quite a few years to earn.
Nowadays, that just gets handed to people, practically, in different ways, of course. But
yes, and fortunately, I don't pay taxes. I'm classed as a 100% disabled veteran, and my Social Security tax does, my Social Security income retirement.
So no way you bite the hand
off
that feeds you by going against the state.
Yeah, it doesn't happen in yours. Yeah, in your case.
Yeah, so anyway, I still enjoy your program, so thank you very much for letting me get on and vent somewhat.
Hey, thanks for the call, Richard. We appreciate you, and thanks for listening, of course.
Several years ago, I read a book. It was interesting because it was like written in the 30s.
You read one book?
Yeah, it was called Harangue by Garrett Garrett. And one of the interesting things they talk about in the book is the bankers don't have to worry about a bank run if all the people are in debt. Because what are they going to do? Show up and redeposit all the money they owe?
It's a great point.
And that's why the financial system is based on debt. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Reverend is here. It is Sunday. The sermon has commenced.
Praise kick-ass.
No, praise freedom. I am not your deity. Nor have I ever claimed to be, nor do I want to be. Same thing with a politician. While I am a capable leader, most folks really need a lesson on how to lead themselves.
Amen.
And a woman.
We like to be inclusive here on Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. We've got a couple calls on hold we'll get to momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Bitcoin.com is your best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so we've been talking about surveillance. We've been talking about people taking Russian vodka off the stores of liquor stores shelves and other Russian things. People, maybe being mean to Russian people in the U.S. or outside. Don't do it. These aren't the people invading the Ukraine, right? And if anything, they probably need your support at this point in history. So.
As if most people could tell the difference between a Russian and a Ukrainian, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a Belarusian. Someone from Belarus, anyway.
Just say Georgian. It's easier.
Yeah, but then they confuse it with Georgia.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, so.
Let them be confused.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Greg calling from Chicago. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Yeah, I wanted to call because it's like libertarian show, and I call in sometimes. Man, I really feel like a libertarian when war comes around. It really, if there's ever a reason for me to be like, oh, my goodness, all these flags and nationalism, and people just want to, listen to their mass media and think the other side is literally Hitler,
yeah.
It's this. It's literally this. And I just, when I say my thing, I think nationalists, they get what I'm saying. And they get that I'm on the side of the regular people. I don't want people to get bombed. I don't want, people to keep fighting for right. These things. But when you have spent your whole life listening to, on either side, right? Listening to how the other side is literally Hitler and your side is national pride and you're the real ones, right? When you hear that, you just want to defend your country. And I totally get that feeling, but it's so destructive. Do you want to end up like Afghanistan that never gave in and fight to the last man for the glory, of your homeland. Sure, that's great. But then in the end, your economy sucks versus imperialism is the current thing that's going on and it sucks.
Yes.
But China's doing it. U.S. is doing it and Russia's doing it. And the only reason the Russian operation is so prominent is because the U.S. knows how to spin it in a way that's oh, yeah, we bombed, this and that. I don't even need that. But, And China just doesn't care. They're just Tibet, Hong Kong, sure. That's our stuff. That's our stuff. Maybe Taiwan, too. So, Russia's there doing this. And I'm just, calling in and basically saying, as a libertarian, you go, what about people just want to, live their lives? What if the flag didn't matter so much? And you just, okay, get demilitarized. Fine, whatever. But as long as I'm offending the sensibilities of someone who would grow up nationalist and really,
we need a good old fashioned flag burning, Russian flag, Ukrainian flag, American
flag. Throw them all in there.
Burn them all. Can we get one of those posters with all the flags on it and just all for one?
Maybe we'll do that at Porkfest.
Oh,
great Porkfest idea.
It is an idea.
Porkfest.
But yeah, I do love the sentiment that it doesn't really matter, what country people are from.
Yeah.
We're all humans. Minus government officials. They're definitely parasites. But aside from that, all of the citizens of all of these countries, whether you're from Russia, Ukraine, Afghanistan, Canada, America, wherever, we are all human beings. Like, we're all earthlings. So where our governments might be fighting, to pick a side just because this is the country we're from is a little silly. And as a libertarian, you can kind of take a step back and look at it and say, like, both sides are wrong.
Okay, hold on one second. If you were a libertarian in the Ukraine right now, though, right, do you fight back against the Russian invasion then? Right? Do you not defend your homeland? You live there.
You defend your home, your community.
Understood, but we talked about this earlier. If you're not going to help your neighbors defend theirs, and they're not going to help you defend yours, then you get overrun by the bigger bully anyway. The defense for smaller people, smaller countries, smaller communities has to be collective in the face of a larger enemy.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with any of that. You should gather together with other people to defend your community from whoever the aggressors are.
It's self-defense, right?
Yes.
Understood. But if a Russian invasion is coming through the entire country, right, and you can stop them not in your neighborhood, but by joining the city and town two towns over, right? Take your guns there so they don't advance to you.
Right.
Should you not do that?
At that point,
I would say
at that point, what do they say? The enemy of your enemy is your friend?
Whatever.
At that point, until the threat is over, should it ever be over.
Yeah, but like that's what this collectivization and this, the banks, they just join and join into larger banks, and the telecoms just join and join into large ones. It just causes these large armies to fight. I would suggest instead you could have cities vote periodically as to what country they want to belong to. For example, it's currently not the international thing, but guess what? All the separatists would be just criminals. And they'd be like, oh, why are you fighting? We can just vote to join this other thing.
Well, why not? You can vote until you're overrun.
Yeah, well, why not just reduce it even further, and why not have individuals choose what country they want to belong to? And if that country doesn't exist, how about you just make one up and call it, in your case, Gregstan, right?
Oh, yeah, people aren't ready for that. But at least, the cities are there. Why don't you let, Kosovo just vote to not be part of Serbia? Why'd have to bomb it with, they did with NATO? So, like, if they had that, there would be no wars because the city could just peacefully vote. Like, oh, this country isn't serving us with their military very well, with their police. We're just going to go and, like, do contract with this other country. And that's it.
Yeah, I like that you're thinking about solutions.
The Bloods aren't protecting my shop. I'm going to go sign up with the Crips or MS-13.
Right. Yeah. The other thing that...
That won't cause conflict at all.
The other thing that you could do is, of course, employ some sort of an agency to protect your stuff and your property and that kind of a thing for you, if such an agency exists.
Sure.
Right. And if it doesn't, then yeah, that's true.
Competed in the marketplace for protectorate of cities, right?
Right.
Then I think they would perform better. If police would compete to serve neighborhoods, then guess what? They wouldn't be so brutal.
Absolutely. Right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 603-283-6160. War is just bullying with death, with bombs. It's really the same thing as the schoolyard bully coming to punch you in the face to take your milk money.
And it takes more than a couple of classmates to stand up to the bully.
It sure does. 603-283-6160. More free talk live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Nations is expected to take some form of action when they meet this week over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, on NBC's Meet the Press, discussed the tools they can use against the Kremlin.
We can isolate them. We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
She says a vote on a resolution in the U.N. General Assembly could happen as soon as Wednesday. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union has taken more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. More than half of those polled by NPR, PBS, and Marist panned the job that President Biden had done in his first year. This is USA Radio News. Another mask mandate for schools is being lifted. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, citing recent CDC guidance, says her state will lift the mandate this coming Wednesday. She says while some counties still have a higher positivity rate for COVID-19, she will allow those jurisdictions to do what's best for them. Hochul added parents can also send their kids to school masked if they choose to. In the Big Apple, Mayor Eric Adams says a final decision on masks in city public schools will be made on Friday. Some bars and liquor stores across the country are pulling Russian vodka off their shelves and promoting Ukraine brands. Some state governments are getting involved as well.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine directing state commerce officials to cease the purchase and sale of all vodka made by the Russian company Russian Standard Vodka. Liquor vendors also being told to immediately pull the vodka from their shelves. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you are trying to call, please keep trying. The phones are currently packed.
And the word of the day is dude bucket.
The word of the day is dude bucket. If you are trying to call, just keep trying, and hopefully we'll have time to get you on. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. It is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain,
Mickey,
and Richie Rich.
We've been talking about all sorts of things, but let's continue with the phones and the fun. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just want to mention that Belarus is cooperating with Russia because they've had their missiles placed in Belarus on the northern side of Ukraine. That's what I see on the map. And so I'm thinking, are they being bullied, the Belarus, or are they willing, their government wants to join with Russia and get out of NATO and helping Russia? I'm kind of perplexed.
You can't beat them, join them.
I mean, there's probably some truth to both of those options. There are probably some people in Belarus going, hey, we need to join up and we need to make this happen and we need to, you know, and then there's probably some other people who are going like, this totally sucks. I wish we didn't have to do this. Why are we doing it? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm using the term we as to imitate the people that are there.
Even in Ukraine, there's the separatist blocs, right?
There are. Yeah.
Right, separatists. Yeah, right. They were former communist countries, and so they want to join it. And of course, remember that be red or be dead. You know, they probably see the Ukrainians getting their asses beat out and either be red or be dead. So I think they're like, oh no, put your missiles right here. We'll join you. And Belarus is a small country, right?
When are you going to join the Reds?
Yeah, shouldn't you be?
I am already red.
Yeah, shouldn't you be moving to somewhere Russia or something?
Take up arms and fight for the Russians.
No, I have more important jobs. I'm trying to talk on this radio to convince the American people they need to be communists like myself and become socialists and support Russians.
In the middle of the anti-Russian communist hate, you're going to pitch for that.
Technically, you could do that from Russia.
Hey, sir, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Are nationally syndicated.
Sarah's got an evil philosophy, but she's a good sport.
Also, I think that the saying is better dead than red.
Not if you're a commie.
Okay.
Not if you're a commie.
Well, I mean, okay, I guess.
Especially if you're a commie.
Well, but they're not going to say that.
Yeah.
They're going to say the opposite.
Let's go to Jim Bob. Jim Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Billy Joe Bob Bill, going once.
Jim Bob. Jim Bob.
That's why it's a dew bucket.
All right, I'm going to put you back on hold, Jim Bob. Hopefully we can come back to him. Let's go to Clamoring in New Hampshire. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I do love Sarah's calls, let me tell you.
She is great.
So I wanted to completely change the topic. I certainly have my own opinions about what's going on in the Ukraine.
Let's do it.
But that's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about fostering, because that is near and dear to my heart.
Fostering what? Like fostering a sense of,
goodwill toward your fellow Russians?
No.
Fostering your liver with a fifth of vodka?
Or a Foster's? It's Australian for beer.
In addition to that, but fostering tiny humans. Well, or not so tiny.
Oh,
so,
like foster care, foster children. Okay, go ahead.
Foster humans. I've fostered animals too before, but I'm talking about humans. So I'm foster mom to a teenage girl. And
that was ripped out of the hands of her normal parents by the state.
She's amazing. So two things. One, I just wanted to talk briefly about how messed up it is that you can just abandon your kids. I don't know if you knew that you can do this, but you can. So my foster daughter, who is 14 years old right now, was adopted as a toddler. She was 3. And her now adoptive parents are just deciding they don't want her. And so most people don't even know this is a thing. But, yeah, my parents used to joke that if I was bad, that they would, sell me to the gypsies.
Right. But it was a joke.
I came across an article recently. I don't know how old the story was. But it was until just several years ago, it was legal to sell your kids in Mississippi.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Right, and the only reason they changed the law is because a lady sold her kids and they couldn't convict her. They went, "You can't do that,"
and she
went,
said, "Sure, yeah, I can."
And they went, "We're going to get you on." Oh no, we can't. We gotta fix this.
Yes. Interesting.
It's truly terrible.
And yet, the whole, I'm just talking about fostering, but when you're talking, if you get into adoption, it's a very lucrative industry for the agencies involved.
I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. Family courts is notorious on all levels for extracting money from the people involved with family court.
Partially because it's illegal to sell your kids.
Yeah, and okay. You know, CPS is notorious for removing children from homes where, you know, the situation is questionable. Certainly there are abusive situations and situations where kids are definitely better off being removed from the homes, but there is a lot of situations where it's just child trafficking, to be honest.
It really is. And again, it's one of those situations where when the state does it, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to note, just the other side of the coin, a more positive note. So when my foster daughter came to stay with me. I think it was like the first week. And, you know, she's 14, so I like went to the store or something. And then I came home and came in the door, and she was sitting on the couch reading Ayn Rand.
Nice.
And I was really confused. I was like, okay, I wasn't sure if she was like reading this on her own or if somehow she had surmised that might be in line with my values. And she was kind of playing to that, you know, because foster kids can be a little weird sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, her humanities class in public high school was reading it.
Which book?
Anthem.
Okay.
Okay.
And so she had a whole series of class, you know, assignments. She had to like figure out a song, and she had to like write a whole journal article, and like she had a whole thing about it.
It occurs to me that you're in a unique position, and I wonder if that could be a further strategy for anybody freedom-minded, libertarians, anarchists, whatever, because exposing children to the ideas of freedom, the philosophies of freedom, is something that I think has a huge amount of value, at least towards future generations, towards, you know, mankind as a species.
Well, activists around here tried that and got banned from the schools, so.
Right, but well, but I'm just saying, like, she's in a unique position because I don't know what the rules are for foster care now. When I was a foster kid, you know, you might be there for a day, you might be there for the rest of your, you know, until you're 18. It was really up to the state. They'd come and get you anytime, put you in a different foster care home, you know, whatever it was. So I don't know what they're like now, but if you see any cycling of children through your home, certainly just something as simple as having a library of freedom-oriented books in your house is enough to, if the child is exposed to it, you know, and they're old enough to read, obviously,
sure,
that, you know, it could make a difference in their life as they grow up.
Send the younger ones off with Tuttle Twins.
I totally agree with you. We totally have Tuttle Twins here in my house.
Nice.
And I'm actually taking my foster teenage daughter to Liberty Forum next week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so she's excited, and she's like, I'm like, you don't have to go to any of the talks if you don't want to. You can just go swim in the pool or whatever. She's like, I think I might be interested. I'm like, great, let's go.
Nice, awesome. Clamoring, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's move right along, and let's try... Let's just wait for a moment.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say David in New Mexico.
I want to check in with and see if Jim Bob's still on the line, because we're having some technicalities there.
Deep bucket calls.
603-283-6160 is the number. Will we have time, Richie Rich, to talk about the Grow Your Own Human Meat Kit?
No.
No?
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Nope.
I've got these headphones on.
Can you hear me talking?
Nope. The microphone.
Shit government?
Nope.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what you were listening to. We are a live call-in radio talk program 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time, live every night. If you want to call between those hours. I would give out the number, but you're probably not going to get on. This is the final segment of tonight's show. But feel free to call any night, 7 nights. We're here, and the earlier you call, the more likely you are to get on the air. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
And before we go back to your calls, I want to say thank you to Alex Flores. Alex is a gold amplifier. And you can find out all about that over at amps.freetalklive.com. Basically, Alex contributes a small sum of money to help get us onto more radio stations and more outlets and support the program.
Could be a large sum of money to him.
It could be.
Yeah.
Or it could eventually be if the crypto market cooperates. But I don't think the contributions are in crypto now. We only had the one donation method for crypto. And so I think it's all Patreon-based now since the revamp. Sure. But at any rate, Alex does contribute because...
Heard that, FBI? No crypto donations.
Because he values the philosophy of liberty. He values the hosts and co-hosts that appear on this program, the content that we bring, the entertainment that he derives, the value that he sees in that. And he wants to help us spread the message of liberty. So you can too. We're on around 190 radio stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300. It's not out of the question. It's all up to you. You get some neat perks for being an amplifier. So please visit amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Alex Flores, for your contribution. You're an important part of what we do. All right, moving right along. Let's try this again. Jim Bob, are you with us? Jim Bob?
Nope.
I just talked to him. He was there. Jim Bob. All right, hang
turn
on.
Down hang the on. Radio.
Let's see. Because if that was that one, so then he's going to be... Jim Bob. Jim Bob, are you there?
Hold on.
There you are. All right, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, me too. If it's too loud, you're too old there, young man.
Yes, I'm a heavy metal fan, so...
I think we're just pushing the wrong buttons.
Very much. If it's too loud, you're too old.
User error.
That's what she said.
Check.
What's on your mind, Jim Bob?
I don't know. You tell me. We got a lot of things to talk about here lately. We got all kinds of controversy.
Well, you pick.
Would you do baby talk for a baseball?
You baseball? Baseball is the best part of life, you know? One, two, three...
That's awesome.
Hey, Jim Bob, I'm sorry to break it to you, but baseball is not a sport. Baseball is a pastime.
Ooh. And well, Crunchin' Munch is better than Cracker Jacks. Fight me.
Wait. Look at that white boy. Go, is that a sport?
Go ahead, Jim Bob.
I said, what would you call a sport?
What would I call a sport? I don't know. I'd have to invent a new one.
Auto racing and bullfighting. The rest are just games.
I would call you a sport.
I wasn't calling you sport, Jim Bob.
No, I would call you a sport. Sport.
Well, I'm a good. I try to be a good sport, but sometimes I'm a bad sport.
What do you call sport?
Sport.
Sport.
Old bean. Old sport.
Yeah, you call
old spice. Terrible deodorant.
Sport when you're coming in for military infractions, buddy.
Is that when something's wrong with your computer, you call tech sport?
Bang, bang, bang. You know what it takes. This is what America's coming to, their seniors called. Yeah, it's no longer on the ground. It's just you push a button and everybody goes boom.
I mean, you're not wrong there, Jim Bob. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you. What he said, I guess.
Sure.
All of it. In total.
And
maybe.
Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
David Bob in New Mexico.
David Bob. Sorry.
David Bob.
Yeah, Dave Bob. Dave Bob.
Dave Bob.
What's on your mind tonight, Dave Bob?
Well, I had a couple of politicians, one DUI aggravated twice the limit, and another one doing some sexual harassment. But because you had an earlier caller calling about CPS, I want to share a couple things on that instead, since it's been brought up.
All right. Before you start talking, can you preface it with badia, badia, badia?
That's all. This is just the beginning, folks. Your earlier caller was talking about CPS, and CPS was never involved in my case, even though I tried to get them involved because I was stupid, but they never were involved. But one thing that is very educational, and it's it'll really clue you in as to what the hell goes on Facebook, there's a Facebook group called Fight CPS and Know Your Rights, Parent Support.
Nice.
And it's the posters there are primarily like 90% women that have been parted with their children, and they write firsthand their accounts of what they've been through, and it's heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm.
So much that I can, when I read them, I read them to try to learn, and I'm good for about 5 minutes, and I gotta go.
Because it
kills me.
There's nothing more heart-wrenching than, you know, a parent having their children torn away from them by agents of the state.
Right. So once again, that's a Facebook group, Fight CPS and Know Your Rights, Parent Support. And your caller was talking about the foster system is tantamount to child trafficking in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just support.
As a foster parent herself.
As a foster parent herself, and let me support her allegation with one fact, and that is, once again, for the 100th time, I, David Olson, won a unanimous 3-judge decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals, Wexler, Bustamante, and Kennedy writing, saying that Judge M. Monica Zamora illegally terminated my parental rights and adopted my children to a stepfather, and they reversed M. Monica Zamora, saying that she violated one of the most basic things in law, principle in law. Whose burden is it to prove the case? And Judge M. Monica Zamora illegally made me prove in a trial why I should remain in my children's lives instead of making the step parents prove that I should not remain in my children's lives. And that's what M. Monica Zamora did. And the Court of Appeals further said, M. Monica Zamora, had you correctly applied the burden of proof, even if you did, they did not prove their case.
You know, I can't think of a situation where I would say that a parent should not be involved in their children's lives. Now, I say that with things like, okay, so maybe your parent is bad and they've been rightfully convicted of something and they're spending their life in jail. Like, your kid should still go see that parent and, you know, have some sort of an interaction.
So who gets to be the judge? Right? Like the previous caller, we agreed that, you know, in some cases it's best that the children be removed from the situation. In other cases, not. But who judges?
Community is a better judge than judges are. You can prove that day, and that's exactly what you suggest from the libertarian community's point of view.
What community do you go to? You get, like, the neighbors on your block?
I guess, that would be better than the judge, right? Local community?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, hands down. The first 100 names of the phone book quote is a good one to apply there. The first 100 names in the phone book can do any job the government does far better than any government agency does it,
but
period.
If we stand on individual rights and liberties, how does the community get to tell me what I can and cannot do with or without my kids?
Well, we would work that out. What we know for sure at this point is that the government we have does not work at all.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting they have that either.
Not when it comes to family court. I do have a question, though. Like, they still make phone books?
Yeah, they do. I pick them up every year at the post office.
I guess I don't have a landline now, so I guess they don't. I thought they just automatically delivered one to your door, every year or something like that. That's the way it used to be.
I used to have to pick mine up from the phone company.
What, you just use your magic rectangle to look numbers up?
Yeah.
That sounds convenient.
I don't even have to remember phone numbers.
I once raced a guy. I looked in the phone book, and he tried to Google it, and I beat him.
Wow, that's impressive.
David, you've got like 30 seconds.
So let me end with...
you got 10 seconds.
Okay, prisoners have child visits from their children. I've never been convicted or arrested for anything, and I never have seen my children ever again.
That really sucks, and thanks for the call, David. We are out of time. Again, 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Find us at freetalklive.com for the archives. Thanks and peace.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.